We are Be'ez Hashem starting our Parsha class. Today, I believe it's Vav Av Tav Shin Ayin Zayin, corresponding with the English calendar, August 28th, 2017. And we are now beginning Parsha Kisaytse in the Art School Chumash 1046. The Torah tells us, Kisaytse la Mochoma, when you go out to war against your enemy, when the son of Hashem and Hashem your God will give over in your hand your enemy, Vishavisa Shivya, you will capture a captive. The Torah then goes into the story that should you end up finding a woman in the process of going to war, and the Torah permits you to take her, but with certain particular rules. The Torah understands that a person in war is very vulnerable, and therefore, the Torah permits you to take a non-Jewish woman that with certain conditions. Amen. With certain conditions, and hopefully trying to discourage you, but you are permitted to go forward. Chazal start off with the first pasuk, Kiseisei la mochoma ala yivecha, when you go to war against your enemy, refers to going against your yetzer hara. He is your enemy. When you go to war against your enemy, you're going against a malach. That's how Chazal understand. This is not just another human being. You're going to war against a malach. If you go out to war against a malach and putting your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Hashem will give him over to you. But what are the rules involved in winning a war against a malach? Chazal tell us, it's a Gemara in Brachos, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should always put himself in the position where he will make the yetzer tov stronger than the yetzer hara. He should contend with him. How do you contend against a malach? How you go and succeed against a malach? So Chazal tell us the only way we can succeed against a malach is through Torah. Baratzili yaitzahara, baratzili Torah tavlin. Shem says, I created the yaitzahara, and I have created a Torah as an antidote. The only way we can possibly go and succeed in war against a malach is only through the directives of Torah. The Torah is our map. It's a map through life. The Torah is our strength in fighting the Yetzer Hara through life. We make the bracha every morning. Asher bracha banu. Shabbach banu mikol ha'amim v'nasal lanu es Torah so Baruch Ata Hashem Nosein HaTorah. What's involved in that bracha? You are thanking Hashem for giving you a map through life that all the other nations don't have. Now, when you go on a trip, either you have a map or you use your GPS. You don't know where you're going. You don't know how to get to the other direction, to your destination. you'll never get there. We are blessed. So we are blessed with a map through life. And the way we can succeed through life in being victorious against the Yetzer Hara is only through Torah. Like I said before, Hashem says, I created the Yetzer Hara, I created that evil power, I created the Torah as an antidote. There is no other way a person will succeed. And therefore, how important it is to realize that when you make a bracha in the morning on the Torah, it's really, you're giving so much acknowledgement to the fact that we're different than the goyim, and that we have a guide through life, and that we can succeed in overcoming the Yetzer Hara. And I once heard a lecture that actually dwells on this point. And I start off saying, you're going against a Satan, against a Malach. How is it possible? What's the mindset behind this, that by learning Torah, you will be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara? What is it behind? What's happening is, when you have the Yetzer Tov fighting the Yetzer Hara. That's why I say a person should always can have the Yetzer Tov contend over the Yetzer Hara. And with Torah, you could survive and you can overcome. How could that happen? Because what happens is, when you learn Torah and when you're doing mitzvahs, you are strengthening the Yetzer Tov. That's what you're doing to him. You're making the Yetzer Tov stronger and stronger and stronger. And ultimately, if that continues, you'll have the wherewithal to fight the Yetzer Hara. But without strengthening the Yetzer Tov, then it's a losing battle, because we're always influenced by the surroundings, the media, the influences around us. And if we don't have the strength of the Yetzer Tov, which should be fortified with the Yetzer, with the Divrei Torah, it would be impossible. Now, one might think to himself, you know, there's so much you can fight with the Yetzer Tov. And sometimes you feel like it's a losing battle. Yeah, for example, you want to have kavanah in davening. You want to have kavanah in davening Shmona Esrei. And halfway through Shmona Esrei, you're thinking about something else. And therefore, you feel like, oh, it's a losing battle over here. I didn't even do anything. I didn't daven. I didn't focus. I didn't have my mind in the tefillah. What the Satan wants you to do is to feel like there's no purpose in trying. He wants you to throw in the towel, give up. How do we make the Yetzer Tov contend with the Yetzer Hara? Is by telling yourself, okay, maybe I lost half the Shmoneh Esrei, but I am not going to let him succeed in the other half of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to focus on the other half. You know, let's say there is a I'll give you an example. You have two, actually Chofetz Chaim mentions himself over here. For example, you have two partners in business. One partner is really a very conniver, very tricky fella, and he quietly steals the profits away from his friend. Until his friend finally notices that he's not getting what he should be getting from the business. And he finally figures out one day that his partner took it all. So after his partner was chastised for taking half the business away, right, now the partner that lost all the money is now more focused on his partner, and the other fellow knows not to slip because he'll lose out completely. And because the partner stopped him, and he was aggressive about what he did, that to stop him from stealing anymore, he saves him. He saves his business. Because he could have said, "Ah, he stole so much, I'm not going to even bother. Let me just get rid of the business." But he didn't do that. He said, "I'm going to stop the partner from doing. I'm going to really give it to him. And if I can't get my money back, at least I'm going to stop him. And he knows I'm going to be on top of him." Ultimately, he saved his business. And because he was on top of him, he prevented him from stealing anymore. The Yetzer wants to steal our davening away. That's what he's trying to do. So if you catch yourself wherever you are, don't give up. Wherever you are, wherever you catch yourself in davening, that is where you should continue. And as much as you've done, you've gained that much more, having then otherwise lost the entire davening, the entire Shmoneh Esrei, for example, in my analogy over here. So the point I'm saying over here, Ki seitzi l'mochom aleivecha, when you go out against your enemy, Hashem will give him into your hands. If you are courageous enough to contend with him, you don't give up. And because we know that Yetzer Hara is a spiritual being, and the way to fight the spiritual being is with Torah and doing mitzvahs. And when a person learns Torah, he strengthens the Yetzer Tov, and he makes it possible for him to succeed. The Parsha also talks about when you're going to war, right, where Hashem helps you. I'd like you to focus on another part of the parasha. This parasha has so many mitzvahs in it, but I'm going to ask you to focus on Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav.
But I'm going to ask you a quick question on Yud Aleph, which is, I read a little bit about it,
yes.
And it's almost like it's a mind trap.
Yes.
And then how do you deal with that mind trap? I mean, that's my question to you. I don't understand it.
Okay, this is
not that may not be so, appropriate.
So,
now,
so no, that gets involved into it's a question of you're seeing a lady, and then you feel the desire to want to take her to yourself. Right. The
distractions are upon us all the time.
Okay. So this is a whole parasha in itself, where the Torah actually speaks to our Yetzer Hara, mm-hmm. And when the Torah understands that we are vulnerable at certain times, right? And the Torah does give us license to do certain things within the parameters of the Torah. Within the parameters of the Torah gives us license because of the situation we're in. Here we're in the middle of a war, and our guard is down, and we are gullible to women that come to attract us and to cause us to be off guard, which is perhaps part of the reason for it, and therefore ultimately they'll get us off guard and kill us. So therefore, Hashem knows if you want to succeed in the war, you have to be aggressive, you have to do, and you'll find a woman that you like, right? So Hashem wants you to know that there are certain times that there is a leniency in certain behaviors, in certain halachas, where the Torah goes into specifics on when you are permitted to take that woman and have her become your wife. But that is a completely different subject. All I dwelled on was only on the first pasuk, where our chachamim go off on a tangent to tell us that we are always in a state of war. Mm. We are always
no matter where you are, what you're doing.
Exactly. But if you, but what was the clincher in what I was saying before? When you go out to war, means you don't go to be the victim, but you're going out to be the victor. How do you interpret that pasuk? When you go out to war against your enemy, you're going to go out to war to be the victor, to win. But the only way you're going to succeed against the victor, which is in, according to our interpretation, is the Yetzer Hara, is only if you have the Torah and mitzvahs on your side and you strengthen that. Then Hashem will give him into your hand. But you are going out with the attitude to be a victor. You're going out to war. And we, every day, are really going out to war against the Yetzer Hara, who is constantly trying to attack us. We are right now, we're in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav. I say Chav Gimel. It's the art scroll. Yes, would be page 1056. Torah tells us over here actually if you go back a page page 1054 now we talked just before about going to war and according to the pshat that I explained to you going out to war not only on the physical level but on the spiritual level. And we're always going out to war against the Yetzer Hara day in and day out. The war stops when we cease to live. That's when it stops. But if you go out to war to be a victor, by strengthening your Yetzer Tov, you go out to war, like I said before, then Hashem will certainly give you success. Now we're going to talk about, if you're going out to war, how could you lose your success? We're going to talk about the possibility of losing your success. And this is something that I really would like to dwell upon because it's something that affects us very, very much day in and day out. Let's start reading the Pesukim. Kisei tzeimachna aleivecha. When a camp goes out against your enemies, mekol davar, right? You shall guard yourself from any evil thing. Ki yevachai ish asher lo yeh toham mikrei loila. A person, let's say, becomes spiritually unclean at night. V'yotze el mechutz hamachna lo yovi otech hamachna. There are certain laws that require in the time where when we are supposed to be completely clean, and we had to. If we had issues semen at night, either accidentally, so we become tummy, right? And therefore, there are laws that require us to become pure and holy. Definitely, in time of the base of midrash, there would be a requirement to go to the mikvah. But I want to move on with the pasuk. And when it will be toward evening, he shall immerse himself in the water. In other words, he's for one full day, he'll be tamei again. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the person had issues semen, he would be tamei a whole day, and then he would go to the mikvah. Let's turn the page. And you should have a place outside the machna, a place where you could go to relieve yourself, like a washroom, right? And there, you shall have a shovel in an addition of your weapons. Why? Because a person has to go to the washroom, he should cover his excrement. And you shall dig there a hole, v'shafta, and you'll sit there, v'chisisa esei asecha, and you'll cover your excrement. Ki Hashem alekecha mishalech b'kerev machanecha. Why does Hashem want you to live this way, to have a place where your place should be clean? Well, because Hashem, your God, is going b'kerev machanecha, amidst your camp, v'hatzilcha, and to save you, and to give your enemies in your hands, v'haya machanecha kadosh, and your camp shall be holy. And there shall not be any erva, shameful thing among you, and Hashem will, if he sees that, he will return, will back away from you, and he will be behind you, he will be with you. This parasha talks about how a Jew is to live a holy life. A Jew has to realize that even if he goes out to war, even if he goes out to war, he has to lead a holy life. If he goes and has to go to the washroom to relieve himself, he has to cover up his excrement. If he is tamei because he issued semen, he has to realize he's tamei, and he comes back to the camp after a day, he's gone to the mikveh, and then he's tahor. And on top of all that, Hashem says, I will save you, I will protect you, if you will have your camp holy. V'hoyu machanecha kodosh, and your camp shall be holy. V'lo yivacha ervastav, and there shall not be any shameful thing there. If there will be, v'shav me'achavecha. And then I'll turn away, and from behind you, I won't be with you. And this is a very, very important thing. We want Hashem to protect us all the time, not only in the time of war, but in the time of peace. We want Hashem to be with us. Hashem is always with us. We don't always see Him. But Hashem does tell us that if you behave in a shameful way, in a way that your behavior is not moral, right? If you conduct yourself in a promiscuous manner, Hashem will just go back. He'll step back. Says, this is not where I belong. This is not where I want to be. So then what happens? You go to war, and you're going to war without Hashem there. Without Hashem protecting you. This is reality. And this pasuk has been brought down by many people when people are engaged in immoral behavior. Unfortunately, we are living in a time where the media is completely envelops us. There's no question about that. But part of the media is also immorality that exists in the world of media, and if we expose ourselves to this, we are unfortunately ruining the protection, the security that the Jewish people should be having by Hashem being with us. The pasuk says, "V'hoya machanecha kadosh, and your camp shall be holy." There shall not be seen any shameful thing. Because if there will be, v'shav me'achavecha. Because Hashem will not remain with you. Hashem will turn away from you. And that's something we have to understand. It's a very difficult thing to be careful in these days, because we're so exposed to things that are so immoral all the time. I mean, it's hard to prevent from looking at images, whether you go to a Shabbos drug mart, and the first thing you do when you walk into the places is aisles and aisles of cosmetics, and women are not naturally dressed appropriately, or magazine racks that are in your way, or you stand online at a checkout counter in a store, and you're almost forced to look at things you shouldn't be looking at. The Torah is telling us it's a challenge, and this is a mechama. We started off the parasha talking about kiseitze, right? We said start the word kiseitze la mechama aloyevecha. This is a war against your enemy. And you have to recognize your enemy is your Yetzer Hara, and this is what's happening right now. This is something that is is unfortunate that's happening, and if we are careful to try to look away or try to prevent ourselves from seeing things we shouldn't be seeing, then we will be privileged to a life of Kedusha. Now Hashem knows how hard it is for us. Hashem knows very well how hard it is for us, but we have to try our hardest to be able to prevent seeing things we shouldn't see. It's in our domain that we could do that. And remember, this is something that we are always challenged every single day. The parsha ends off with another melchama. So we talked about two things that have to do with melchama. One thing is going out to melchama is yetzer hara. The next thing we talked about, going out to an enemy and wanting Hashem to protect you, is by being moral. And the last thing we're going to be talking about is about Amalek. This is at the end of Parshas Ki Tsetse. So Koi is Asher Osa Amalek. It was at the end of the Parsha. This is a Parsha,
1066.
Parsha Zohar. And this is, that's it, Parsha Zohar.
Oh, I see, it's here.
Okay. This, you'll see how now everything is connected. We talked about going to war.
Oh.
You see, we're talking about going to war against the Yetzirah. To maintain our status of holiness, to be able to be protected by Hashem, by being holy. And now finally we are talking about the war against Amalek. This parsha of Amalek, we read on Parsha Zohar, which is right before Purim. It's a famous parsha we read right before Purim. And it talks about the story where Amalek came completely unprovoked to the Jewish people and attacked the Jewish people to harm them and to prevent them from succeeding in promoting Torah. Amalek is the arch enemy of the Jewish people. Amalek is the arch enemy of the Torah. Anything that has to do with being sacred, right, with holiness, Amalek is there to obliterate it. That's his agenda. And we have to be careful about that. Let's read the Psukim, and now let me put some commentary inside. Zohar isa asher osa l'cho Amalek. Remember that which Amalek has done to you, in the way that you have gone out from Egypt. Ashakorcha baderech, that there happened to upon you on the road. They just suddenly came to you. And they struck all those to you that were weak after you. And you were tired and weary. And the Amalekim did not fear God. And Rabbi, when Hashem will leave you at peace, will make you rest from your enemies, Misaviv Ba'aretz, who are around the land, Asha Hashem Alkecha Naisin L'cha, which Hashem, your God, has given to you, Anachlo L'vishta, a portion to inherit, Timcha Ezecha Amalek, you shall destroy the memory of Amalek, Mitachas HaShemayim L'tishkach, from beneath the heavens you shall not forget. Now, you should know something. Amalek, in the word Ashakorcha Baderech, that they went and they struck those who are weak. they say, suddenly happened to come to you. What do you mean they happened to come to you? So Rashi says they had come with three weapons in their arsenal. What does it mean, Ashakorcha, if they came? So Rashi will explain. There are three things. They, Mikra means suddenly. Suddenly means with no cause. Just they suddenly Mikra. See, so Dava'acha Loshin Keri Betuma. They came with immorality. They came to attack the Jewish people with immorality.
Loshon.
Loshon is a language of Keri Betuma. Keri is being tummy from issuing semen and becoming defiled. Shai Metame B'mishkav Zachar. They would be Metame people with each other, the males would be living with males, and they would be involved with immorality, and this they came to try to attack the Jewish people that way. Dova Achir, another explanation, Lashon Kor V'Chom, hot and cold. They came and they cooled you off from your boiling point, from being so hot and awesome to the world. The world respected the Jewish people after having split the sea. The world was shocked. Were in a state of terror. They wanted to prove to the world that we'll take away your terror. And the Rashi and Manpashas B'Shalach will explain with a marshal how that would be. That would say, La marshal, for example, you take a very, very large tub that would be boiling hot, literally no one could put a finger in it, and suddenly a foolish person says, no one can jump into it, I'll jump into it. And he jumps into it and he burns himself from head to toe. But what happened was that he made it a drop cooler. Mm-hmm. And then another foolish person passes by and says, oh, that guy jumped in. So he got himself burned, but I'm not afraid to jump in. And he does the same and burns himself from head to toe. But he makes it a drop cooler. And then a third person tries. Until finally, it becomes warm until it becomes cold. What's the marshal to do with us? A mullet cooled off the world from the Jewish people of having them respect and fear the Jewish people as they were coming to their Eretz Yisrael. They removed that fear. They said, and even though they got hurt, even though they were killed, many, but it didn't matter. And they were the ones, they were the leading people who ended up causing the whole world to look down at the Jewish people. I would say they are the instigators of anti-Semitism.
There's a Korach parallel in here as well, Korvachum.
Yeah.
Right, Korach.
I don't know.
Same, in as much as what Amalek did to the Jewish people, you could say that Korach.
It's a different word.
Within,
but that's true. That's true. Korach cooled off the Jewish people from fearing Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a very interesting analogy. But the point over here is that Amalek, even though they were killed, but not completely, we know that they're somewhere in the world. We know that Amalek, so therefore his arsenal, right, is immorality. In his arsenal is mockery, to take something sacred and make it into nothing, right? To take Yiddishkeit and to make a joke, you know, that's the tools of Amalek. That's what Amalek tries to do. And I say to myself, when I pass by an immoral newsstand, or I pass by immorality, if it's something viewed on the screen, I say, that's Amalek. Amalek is there to promote his message. Amalek is there. And I have to turn my face away from Amalek. Because Amalek is trying to do what he did in the time of the desert. Remember, he came with his tools. His tools were immorality. His tool was Mikra. Mikra suddenly, without notice. He suddenly comes, you're waiting online, and you want to go check out. Suddenly you see something you weren't even prepared to see. Immorality, mockery, sudden exposure. All these are the tools of Amalek. And we have to be prepared in order to go and fight the Yetzer Hara, in order to be able to say that Ki Seitzei L'Mochoma Aloyivecha. If you want to go out to be a victor, to fight against your enemy in war, right? Then you have to be able to realize and recognize it's only with the Torah that will protect you. And without the Torah, then we become vulnerable to a Molek. We become vulnerable to his mockery. We become vulnerable to his immorality. We become simply vulnerable to all the influences who are trying to tear us away. So if we do what we have to do, and we do the Torah, and we learn the Torah, then we are protected from all of these influences. In other words, it insulates us. It insulates us from all of these things. And then the other part of the pasuk will come to fruition. The son of Hashem alakecha biyadecha, and Hashem your God will give him over in your hands, because since you went out to fight him, and you strengthened your yetzer tov, and you were aggressive and not gullible, and you'll be able to succeed in the war against the yetzer hara, and you will be successful throughout your life. Thank you very much.